Stay bored.
I'm Aaron Zerfus, host of Stay Bored, a board game review podcast where we break down and review board games you may have heard of or board games you should hear of. I'm joined today by
Rebecca Kennedy.
Rebecca, nice to have you here. Today we're going to be reviewing Raccoon Tycoon. Rebecca, how are you familiar with this game?
I am the queen of Raccoon Tycoon. I very rarely lose this game, as many people know who I've played against. It has a super cute box, and I love it. It's definitely one of my favorite games of all time. Plus, the name is amazing.
And now for a little explanation onto the background of Raccoon Tycoon, taken straight from the box. Raccoon Tycoon takes place in the land of Astoria, a land bustling with productivity and growth. New towns, factories, and railroads are springing up across the land. A few savvy business tycoons are determined to make their fortunes on the crest of this wave. These tycoons start out as the producers of key commodities: wheat to feed the growing towns and factories, wood and iron to build them, coal to fuel the trains and factories, and manufactured goods and luxuries to fill the insatiable demand of the animals of Astoria. Cornering the market on the most valuable commodities can create small fortunes that can be reinvested in new businesses, turning them into huge fortunes. The sky's the limit during this gilded age. So, Becca, what is the general structure of the game? What's in the box?
So in the box, we have the game board. So the game board has, it looks like a stock market with all the different commodities right at the top. So you have wheat, wood, coal, iron, and manufactured goods and luxuries all across the top. And they go up by a dollar for each one. And then underneath that, we have where the railroad cars get set up. And then we have where the towns get set up and where the buildings get set up. Then you also have the commodity tokens. So the tokens are things that you take, and that's how you get money. So the more tokens you accumulate, the better off you'll be. So those are the wheat, wood, iron, coal, manufactured goods, and luxuries, which is the wine bottle. Then we also have money. And the money, it basically looks like Monopoly money, but it's a little bit cooler because on it, there is a badger who is the president of Astoria. It also says, "In dog we trust." So pretty cool. And then we also then have the cards and the tiles that are used in the game. So you have the railway cards that are used with little different animals for each railway. So that's very cute. And then we also have the towns that you can buy. And then the other card is the production cards. And then the last thing is the building tiles. And some of those are commodity bonuses and others are advanced building tiles that all get mixed up together that you could get in any order.
So how does the game work?
In Raccoon Tycoon, players try to produce the most valuable commodities in an ever-changing marketplace. And then they use those commodities to build towns or sell them at the best price to secure great profits. These profits can be used to win auctions for all-important railroads or to buy buildings that can give players power-ups or bonuses in production. Owning the best towns and railroads determines the victory.
So how would a sample turn look?
So in Raccoon Tycoon, you have a couple options that you can do on your turn. The first thing that you could do is you could choose to play a production card. So the production card will drive up the price of some of the goods. So the card might say that the wine bottles are going to go up $2 and the wood is also going to go up a dollar. And then in return, when you play that card, you're going to get some commodities back. So if you drive up the wine bottles by two and wood by one, you might get a wheat in return and a coal in return, and then also an iron. So it just depends. And you want to use your production cards to drive up the commodities you have most of, and then to also get the commodities you need to sell. The other option you can do is you can sell a commodity. So you can choose, let's say you have a lot of wheat and wheat is at a good price. It's like $7. If you sell 10 wheat at $7, you'd get $70 in return. So that's a really good return on your commodity. So you can choose to do that. You can also choose to start a railroad auction. So the way it works is the player that starts says a number that they would like to begin the railroad auction for. There is a minimum number of dollars that the auction has to start with. And then players auction up from there. the player that wins the auction gets the railroad card. Railroad cards are important because they actually give you points. Another thing that you can buy is a building. So the building can give you bonuses, like it can make towns cost less commodities, or it can make you gain more commodities on a turn. They're great cards. They also can give you points at the end of the game. And the last thing that you could purchase is a town, but you don't buy towns with money, you buy towns with commodities. So that's just one important thing to keep in mind. The only thing that you buy with money are the railroads and the buildings.
So let's go over like the general strategy for the start of a game of Raccoon Tycoon.
At the start, each player starts out with $10, and you go in order and you pass this really cute little raccoon around to know the order. This obviously is not that important, but it's just fun and cute. It's kind of good to do railroad auctions at the beginning of the game because everybody has like a limit that they can bid and you know that limit. Whereas later on in the game, you don't know how much money people have. But it's also really good to buy buildings at the beginning because they give you an immediate advantage so that you can be accumulating goods as quickly as possible. Or if you don't want to do that, you can always drive up production. Although that is something that I usually leave until a little, not the first turn of the game.
Going into the middle of the game, what's like the burger of the game sandwich, would you say?
The patty. The patty of the burger?
The patty of the burger.
The meat of the game.
Of the game sandwich.
Okay, so for that, it is mostly like production and selling commodities. So you're going to be driving up the price of the commodities and then selling them on your next turn. And this is where it can get a little crazy because lots of people are driving up the price of commodities so they can get to be expensive quickly. But then people could sell the commodities. And every time a commodity is sold, it makes the price drop. So you want to sell your commodities when they're the highest before someone else does. Otherwise, you might miss out on the good price. This is also where you start to accumulate lots of buildings. That's kind of where the best time is too. And it's good to have railroad auctions in this time, but it also can be risky because you don't know how much money people have and you could start an auction, but lose it.
A lot to keep track of.
Yes. It's very complicated, but fun.
And then at the end of the game, how does the game finish and what's the scoring process like?
The game ends when either the railroads run out or the towns run out. So that means that you have to kind of pay attention to how quickly the piles are going. If the towns are running out quickly, you'll obviously want to purchase some of them. But then you also have to do railroad auctions. So railroad auctions, if the person that starts the auction loses the auction, which happens a lot when everybody has a lot of money, the person gets to keep going until they win an auction. So in one turn, you could lose potentially 5 railroads on one turn. So you really have to keep an eye on how many railroads are left and when you should be buying them, because that's how you're going to get points. So how you calculate the points is, for example, to calculate railroad points at the end of the game. So, for example, if you have Railroad Tycoon, if you have the Raccoon Tycoon Railroad, then, and you have 3 out of the 4 cards, then that would give you 16 points at the end of the game. But if you have 4 out of the 4 Big Bear Railroad cards, which initially are not worth as much, but if you have all 4 of them, you could get 21 points. So you want to try and get the railroads that are all on the same line. So all the bears, foxes, raccoons, dogs, cats, and skunks.
And all these points are listed at the bottom of each card.
Yes. So that's one way that when you're playing, you can know how much you're getting. And then for the towns, each town is worth a certain number of points. At the beginning of the game, you start out with the towns that have less points. But as you buy towns, more people buy them, they get worth more. And all those points are also listed on the cards. So that's just something else to keep in mind. Towns can be really good because when you pair them with a railroad, they actually give you more points. And each building is a point as well. So that's why it's good to have lots of buildings. And sometimes buildings can actually increase your points as well. So they can say, for every railroad, you get double points. So that's just something as you're buying buildings, keep in mind that those are in there somewhere.
So now for some strategical tips for Raccoon Tycoon, presented by our guest expert, Rebecca Kennedy. What did you wish you knew about this game when you started playing?
So one thing I wish I knew when I started the game was that you should buy railroads at the beginning, because as the game goes on, you don't have any idea how much money anybody has, which I mentioned before. And when you get serious, people like my brother will hide their money in their specialized Raccoon Tycoon mailbox bank that you can't see how much they have. When you get to that point, you could be bidding on a railroad and you think you have like $60 is a lot. And then somebody could have $120 and buy you out every time. So it's good to buy those at the beginning because everybody does have a limited amount of money.
So what part of Raccoon Tycoon is the most unique in your opinion?
For me, right off the bat, the thing that was most unique was the artwork that the game is made out of. It is such a beautiful game. We picked it because it literally had the most adorable raccoon on the front of the box. And then you flipped it over and the creatures that were all on the back were so clever and beautifully drawn. So that was definitely the first thing that grasped my attention. But I also think that the thing that's really unique is the use of the stock market. I've never played a game that has a stock market in it. And it's such a clever way to get people to understand how the stock market works, but also have a really fun time doing it. But yeah, I think it's very unique in that regard.
So what is your favorite part of Raccoon Tycoon?
Favorite part is probably when you're counting the points at the end of the game, because I always let everybody else count first and then I count and I like cream people or go a lot higher than people are expecting. But it is fun because then you get to see like how many points you have, and like when you're counting using the buildings, that can give you more points than you originally thought, or more points than your opponent originally thought. So it's always just fun. And we also like to tell a story of the towns that are connected by our railroads, which is always a really fun time. So just building the land of Astoria in your own mind is a great time.
Favorite part is winning.
Of course.
Okay. What of this game has been the biggest surprise for you?
So I had a really unfortunate experience where I had my whole last turn planned out for like 3 rounds. And then we were playing with my brother, and there's this one building card that allows you to buy somebody else's commodities for a cheap price, and it's called the trading floor. And I had never figured this card out before. I never used it. And I had all my commodities accumulated to buy the last town, which would have given me 5 points. No, sorry, 6 points. And that probably would have helped a lot in the game. However, my brother figured out that he could buy all my commodities, basically, that I needed to buy this town, and completely ruined my last turn. And so then on my last turn, I could literally do nothing. I always now try and get that card because just to prevent other people from doing mean things to me.
All right, well, prevent offense.
Called defense.
That's right. Now it's time to say adieu to Raccoon Tycoon and to our guest, Rebecca. But Rebecca, before you go, if Raccoon Tycoon were to be a dice roll, 2 dice, thrown out, what would it be? Like, obviously a pair of sixes is amazing. What would it be and why?
I would say that Raccoon Tycoon would be a 12 out of 12.
So 2 sixes.
I think so.
Wow. The very best it could be.
Well, it teaches you something that you need to know in the real world, which is the stock market. It also teaches you how to use that knowledge and like to accumulate goods and other things. The artwork is beautiful. It's a very complex game. It's different every time you play it because you get different building cards and everything comes up in a different order. So you really never know what's going to happen. And people do win other than me sometimes. So it is pretty unique in that you get to try out different strategies, but it is also an addicting game. Like, you can play this game many times in a row and lose it at the beginning. Like, for example, some of the people we've played with have lost their first like five games, but they love it because you don't really know who wins until the end of the game. And it's just a fun time for everybody all around.
All right, Rebecca, thank you very much for stopping by. You can find more information on Raccoon Tycoon linked at ckdj.net under podcasts, and you can find our podcast in that section. This has been an episode of Stay Bored.